The U.S. war against al-Qaeda in Yemen was bumped up a notch last week. The Pentagon says it conducted more than 40 airstrikes against al-Qaeda in just 3 days. That's more than in all of last year. The strikes followed a high-profile U.S. raid in Yemen in January. That was a Navy SEAL operation targeting extremists who were staying in a rural village in the Yaqla region of Yemen. The Pentagon reported that 14 al-Qaeda militants were killed. You've probably heard that one Navy SEAL, Ryan Owens, also died in the raid. But here's something you may not have heard. Several Yemeni civilians were reportedly killed that morning, too. Among them, the 8-year-old daughter of an American Muslim cleric. Independent journalist Iona Craig traveled to the village where the raid took place, reporting for The Intercept. So in the Western media, Iona, Yaqla has been called an al-Qaeda stronghold or an al-Qaeda-held village. Why were there civilians in Yaqla?
Because it's a civilian village. I think the better question is, why was al-Qaeda there? And there certainly were some low-level al-Qaeda militants, but the village is predominantly a civilian settlement, and it was the civilians that certainly came off worse. There were 10 children under the age of 13 who were killed in that raid, and at least 6 women as well.
So what is the view of al-Qaeda in that village, before we go on?
One of the 2 houses that appeared to have been the target of the US Navy SEALs when they went in was being used as a guest house for al-Qaeda militants. They were known in the village as aggressive men that the villagers genuinely avoided.
What did people in Yaqla tell you about the raid? What is their version of events?
Well, what happened was that sometime after about 1 a.m. in the morning on January 29th, these soldiers came in to the village and they thought they were Houthis. So they thought they were the Houthi rebels whom the men in the village had been fighting since 2014. So they all joined in the fight. When the gunfight erupted, the first person to be shot dead was a 12-year-old boy. All of the men in the village rushed to defend their homes. And then after that, when the gunfight intensified, and it appears that the Navy SEALs came under a lot of pressure, they called in air support for the attack helicopters, who then proceeded to strafe the entire village. And that's where a number of the civilians were killed. And in fact, the entire livestock of the village was also wiped out.
So there is also a White House version of this, and there's the evidence you saw yourself. Where do they differ?
Firstly, the whole concept of this being a raid on a compound. There was no compound. These are just stone huts and concrete buildings, some of them scattered across a hillside. The issue over the women fighting, which is something that the Pentagon has talked about, that was strongly disputed by the people in the village that I spoke to. And actually, a little 5-year-old boy told me the story of how he was shot at from behind by attack helicopters and his mother was gunned down in the back of the head whilst they were running.
So tell us about Noor al-Awlaki, the 8-year-old girl who was killed. Was she an American civilian?
I'm not aware that she was actually an American citizen. Obviously, we know her father was.
And remind us who he was.
Yeah, Anwar al-Awlaki was al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's propagandist who was killed by a drone strike in 2011. But yes, Noor, the young girl during the raid, she died from a gunshot wound and bled out over the space of 2 hours. You have to understand when you're talking about Yaqla, it's a horrendous journey to get into a village like that in Yemen. Because of the civil war, the people in that village can't get access to the nearest hospital, which is effectively in enemy territory. So it's a 5-hour drive down tracks, up mountainsides and through dry riverbeds, all off-road, before you can get to a hospital. And only very few of the casualties actually were taken to hospital. One of them was a pregnant woman, and her unborn child died as a result of her being shot in the stomach. But Noor was kept in the village, and she died from the gunshot wound she sustained to her neck in the 2 hours after the raid.
I gather Noor's mother was in the village and survived. Did you speak with her?
I didn't speak with her because many of the people had actually already abandoned the village when I got there. Because of the raid and because all of their livestock were wiped out, people had no reason to return and were also extremely scared about returning and follow-up attacks or follow-up airstrikes.
Why were Noor al-Awlaki and her mother in that village of Yaqla?
Because they're relatives of the Dahabs. Her mother was the sister of Abdul Rauf al-Dahab, whose house was being targeted during the raid.
I see.
She was part of the Dahab family in the Gaifa tribal region, which is where Yaqla is.
Now, I know sometimes when there are civilians killed, authorities will come back later and hand out money or weapons as compensation. Has that happened?
Certainly not when I spoke to the people in the village. And actually, it was probably the first time in my experience in Yemen where all of the people that I spoke to, both men and women, said they weren't interested in compensation. On this occasion, they want revenge. So, yeah, there's a lot of extremely angry people there. And in fact, the last man that I spoke to as I left the village probably put it better than anybody else, really. And he said to me, the next time they come, in reference to the US Navy SEALs, tell them to bring their caskets. We are ready to fight them.
Iona Craig, reporter from Yemen for The Intercept, with support from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. She was telling us about the aftermath of a U.S. raid against al-Qaeda in Yemen back in January.